The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
And WSBR-88.1 in Lee. This show is your go-to source for laughter. Chuck, with his sharp wit and infectious charm, keeps the energy high, while Billy brings his humorous insights and relatable stories, making this show an absolute delight for listeners. Together, they tackle the topics that matter to another exciting episode of Not Your Cup of Tea with your favorite dynamic duo, Chuck and Billy. Broadcasting live from WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, this show is your go-to source for laughter. Chuck, with his sharp wit and infectious charm, keeps the energy high, while Billy brings his humorous insights and relatable stories, making this show an absolute delight for listeners. Together, they tackle the topics that matter, always with a twist that keeps you guessing and entertained. But hold on a second, folks. Who is this kid we've got in the studio today?
That's their guest. That's David.
David? Who's David? Oh, he's their special guest today. Well, without further ado, let's dive into all the fun and excitement. Here's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Enjoy the show.
All right. All righty. Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear? Can you hear me, David?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. That's even better.
Testing.
There we go. All right.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR.
You had it. You were about to say 88.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to go backwards, but you know.
Could have totally saved yourself.
89.7 has been here first.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't. We don't know. But, you know.
Because 88.1 is in Lee, and I think they had their own radio station.
I don't know. I always use it for my, like, Bluetooth little thing I got there.
Yeah.
You don't exist.
Do you remember when you had to do that? You had to put it on a specific channel. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I still do.
I can't believe that. I forgot all about that.
I know.
You just mentioned it.
I know.
So we have a guest today.
Yes, we do.
And you, David, you go to what school?
I go to Pittsfield High School.
You go to Pittsfield High School.
Yeah, I'm a junior.
You're a junior in Pittsfield High School. Yeah. So we have a high school guest, believe it or not, right here on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yeah, it's not AI, everybody. So
it's not AI, nope.
Although I do use AI.
He does use AI.
He does.
Definitely not to cheat on any homework. That's for sure.
Sure. You just bragged yourself out on live radio.
What are you talking about? He just said he didn't
what?
Do it.
Yeah, that's what he said. I remember.
Hey, I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
So not to incriminate myself.
I will not tell anyone.
No, so your secret is safe with us.
Just us. And everyone out in radio
and everybody that's listening right now.
No one snitch.
So, oh, David, what are your plans in high school?
Yeah, so, I mean, I know this is my time to explore different things, right? Explore as much as I can in the world to, you know, find what I'm passionate about. So, definitely, I travel a lot, so I came across just this passion, this love to talk to people. To just hear everybody's story. I feel like everybody has, like, their own unique story, own unique way about going about life, and... Well, I fell in love with hearing this diversity and hearing just these differences. And
I love this kid already.
Yeah, me too. He needs a hug.
So you decided that you wanted to come on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. How did you hear about Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea?
Well, you know, I met Chuck. I was talking to Chuck at a party, And then we just keep
Chuck,
talking.
What were you doing
illegal
at a kid party?
A legal party.
What were you doing at a kid party?
A legal party.
Was it a birthday party?
It was a cute one.
Bowling alley.
He was wearing a bow.
But yeah, so yeah, I met Chuck, though. Keep talking to Chuck about this radio. He was telling me about this Chuck and Billy's night cup of tea. And I was like, oh, this is sick. And then Chuck told me, he's like, hey, you know, do you want to get on the show? I'm like, sick.
Yeah, you get an opportunity to come hang out in the studio and see what everything looks like, see what it's all about.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, when I was a kid, this was actually going on in Taconic.
Yep.
You know, and I had no idea.
But it was a closet then.
Yeah, it was really small.
Well, you couldn't even move.
It was very small. And then they had all the records in there, too. Yep. So, yep. I mean, in the like, on the shelving in the back. It was crazy. There's a lot of records. They happen to save them.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they saved
them
all.
From Taconic. So there's a whole wall back there full of records.
So right. So you said do you want to be on the radio or do you want to be a podcaster? Which one's your passion?
Well, let's see. I mean,
you're telling me that anyway.
I'm not sure yet. I mean, to be honest, just going to experiment with the two and see what happens.
I can tell you one thing. With the podcast, you have a little bit more
leniency.
Well, yeah, you have a little bit more leniency and far, far reach. So you can go across the world with your reach.
Yeah.
Yep. And radio is more of a local, and unless somebody is streaming. So, I mean, which is a possibility, and it's on YouTube. So.
Okay.
But it's definitely a good way to learn. It's a good way for a step in the door.
Yeah.
But I remember when we were talking, you were saying that you wanted to do a show where you actually listen to people from different countries, hear their stories and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So that's the kind of show you wanted to do.
For sure.
So how would you go about doing that?
So, well, I definitely feel like I would have, I would like record these episodes either on YouTube, post them on Spotify, maybe Apple Podcasts or Podbean you're telling me about. That way I can get, as Billy said, like a bigger reach to more people and to also hear more stories, right? I mean, this world is full of just different stories and different ways of how people live, and just to capture these differences, like, that'll be really sick.
The good thing is though, if you do a show here, podcasting, you've got a farther reach. But also here, you're on Apple Podcasts and a few others, you can also, if you get a chance, if your podcast is not locked, which ours is locked, you can push them out to other platforms.
Okay.
So you could get out even more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, like I said, podcasting is a lot more
breathable. Here, you get once you become a member here and you start doing your stuff here, you have full access to
everything.
To everything. So you get an opportunity to really learn how to use some of the technology.
Yeah.
And it just can better your experience as you go.
For sure.
It's funny because when I was his age, I used to say the same thing. I wanted to honestly interview elderly folks. For real. Oh. Because they have the best stories.
Yeah, they do. They get the best stories.
They have a lot of history.
Yep.
And we're living in history in the making, so wait until we get old.
I think interviewing elderly people, listening to their like war stories, if some of them are like World War II or whatever war they were in, you know, those are interesting.
I feel like also a bunch of like life lessons too that you can learn.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
I can say just take their advice because as you're young, you're like, man, okay, that was the old days, but it's nowadays.
Yeah,
but believe me, nothing has changed. So everything they tell you is actually true. So. Definitely take their advice, but that's where I used to say. I used to be like, man, I would love to just go. And there's a lot of people in like nursing homes that really don't have any visitors. So I was like, how could I get involved? How can I go visit?
So if you do your podcast or your radio show, what would your target audience be?
I mean, that's a great question. So I was definitely plan to target like a younger audiences, right? Because I mean, you look at majority of podcasts, it's with adults, it's with professionals. But I've seen a few that include young people, that include the younger generation, and by doing so, I would be able also to target also kind of older audiences as well, just because that's like their way. If they don't have kids or anything, that's like their way of knowing about the younger generation.
I think once you do the show, there's going to be a lot of people that are like speak Spanish or whatever that just want to hear these people's stories from the other countries that they're in.
Yeah. So. No, I am bilingual as well, so that's definitely a huge thing I can use to play
great.
With both things for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's great because it's not only going to be interesting, but it's going to be educational for folks out there who don't know about these cultures.
Yeah, absolutely.
And each culture is so interesting. There are so many different cultures.
Yeah.
And to bring somebody from a culture, from another country, and ask and interview them and ask them about their culture, people are going to learn something you're not going to read about in books.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's that is an interesting, I would listen to that show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the way I learned Spanish, it wasn't through textbooks. It wasn't through even my family. It was literally going to a school in Colombia
and
just like
learn. You just put your feet in there, just diving right in.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So what challenges do you think that you're going to meet when you're a radio show, radio host or a podcaster?
That's a good question.
there are challenges.
Yes, there sure is.
I bet.
I
mean, I'm not sure, honestly.
That means we do our job, though.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a learning process, right?
I mean,
you learn from your mistakes. You learn from these kind of setbacks or whatever, and I feel like it's a way to learn, to grow. So I'm not really sure what's going to come, but
I'm sure you're going to get those chosen fear, just like, this shouldn't be on the radio. It says I know, you know, something. You're going to get
it's
that.
It's either that or you're going to get, I don't know, how would I say, you know, you'd get like, you know, like when you have this great idea and you think it's a great idea and you put it out there and it's not gaining anything, right? At first, it's not gaining anything. So then you're like, oh man, maybe it wasn't a good idea. So I'm like, but believe me, it's a good idea. All it's just going to take time. And I think that you have, I think that you know that.
Yeah, patience.
So, you know, don't let any of the setbacks like that get you stuck, you know, like just keep on going with what you're doing and don't make any changes. You know, unless it's something for the good or, you know, somebody requests something, you know, like if they request to have a guest or they want to be a guest. But keep everything right on track. The more consistent you are, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's such good advice, yeah.
The good thing is you actually, the best thing, well, I always did, is I always listened to the podcast. I wanted to listen to what we sounded like or what everything was. Sometimes it's just like, what were we taught? What is that?
I'll tell you, though, going back and listen, though, like, you're like, did we just say that?
Yeah, what happened?
I forgot even talking about that. So it's good to go back and listen to your own stuff.
Listen to how you're talking. Listen to if you're constantly going, you got to try not to do stuff like that when you're doing a show. But
he's doing
it's
well
gonna
on
come.
Here.
There's nothing you could. Yeah, we do it here. But I'm just saying.
But he's doing good now.
Yeah, he's doing great. You're doing great.
Hey, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, but this could be a two-part show. I mean, because you know it's only a half an hour long. But anyways,
hey, but you know it's cool that you came into the studio, and I'm interested in this new idea. So I'm hoping you get it off the ground.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're actually here to help you if you want some pointers
whatever. So definitely, I'm want to play around with it for sure in terms of like seeing what things I can do with it in terms of like the message I want to share would be like diversity equals beauty.
Yeah,
that would be the message I want to share, because I believe that definitely when we are able to appreciate these differences in cultures and the ways we live, it's what makes us really cool. It's what makes us really beautiful.
Yeah, because everybody's
as nuts as the world is today, human beings are very diverse, but actually there's a lot of beauty in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because everybody's so different.
Yeah.
And everybody has different likes and tastes and favorites. And like, why is my favorite color not the same as your favorite color?
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on?
That's pretty cool, right? Yeah. Why is my favorite food not the same as your favorite food?
Absolutely.
Why is that? We're not the same. That's why.
Yep.
You know,
that's why
we are, but we're not. We're built inside the same way. We all bleed the same color, have all the same organs. I mean, some has more, some has less.
I don't have my appendix.
Me neither.
I have mine, unfortunately.
Babies are being born without their appendix.
Yeah.
Now, so isn't that weird? Because we don't need it.
No, we don't.
We used to need it.
When we were eating gut bacteria or something.
When we were eating leafy, sticky food, when we were Neanderthals.
Neanderthals.
Neanderthals. We needed our appendix to be able to filter out all that stuff. Yeah. So we don't need it now because we don't eat like that. Mm. So the more the time goes on, the more that we actually change, evolve.
I feel like that not only like applies to evolution, but that can apply to like our stories, like our lives in general.
Exactly.
All right, we got to take a break real quick, so we'll be back after this commercial break.
There's training to any person or group new minutes. To using the bus system or quick. The process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, we're back. That was weird. So if you got dead air, you're welcome. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Oh, remember when we were doing the thing where we're like, I'm going to sign an executive order to have Chuck and Billy removed.
Oh, yeah.
It actually happened. He actually signed one. You want to hear this? This is great. You guys are going to love this.
You're going to love it. It's amazing.
Here, are we going to be able to hear it?
You're going to, hopefully. We'll try. Let's see. All right, here it is. Let me find it.
I called you all here to make this official. I've signed an executive order to remove Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea show from every platform and social media outlets. These two are a menace to society and a threat to our democracy. They will be dealt with immediately.
So there it is.
Should I be afraid that Homeland Security is going to be knocking down my door? Are they still around?
I don't know, man. I'm tired.
Are they disbanded now too?
I hope
like,
so.
Like, are they? Who's going to knock down my door?
Trump.
Who's gonna knock down my? No, but that's a serious question. Who's gonna knock down my door if I'm like doing stuff on the web I'm not supposed to be doing?
Delete my search stuff.
I don't know who's gonna knock down my door. Doge.
Ta-da!
We're here.
Elon's gonna show up. I'm like, I need your paychecks.
I cannot copy his voice.
I can't either.
It's such a unique, weird, like accent. It's almost American, but also that
weird
that South African, weird accent that you can't like seem to grasp.
I don't know, because
it's like it's not consistent.
Weird.
It's not a consistent accent. Whereas most other accents are pretty consistent, the R's, the L's, whatever, but. But that particular accent, not just
you do the chopper.
Yeah, not just him, but like that particular accent is so inconsistent.
Yeah,
so it's hard to do.
If I wanted to ask you this earlier,
yeah, sure.
So if you had a chance, if you ever had a podcast back in the day, whatever, and you had the chance to interview a living person or a dead person, who would you interview? Who's the one person you would want to interview?
Ooh. Ooh.
That's one where you have to think a bit.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Well, right, let me say this. You know, because this is my first time on the radio, my first time like actually doing this.
Yeah,
I would like to have you guys on.
Well, that would be fun.
We don't speak Spanish. I'm just kidding. You'll be like, I love lemonade.
I had one of those once, but the spring broke.
Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Somewhere. It flew.
So you want us on your show?
Yeah,
is that a good idea?
I don't know.
If it's a podcast, we'll make it so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's a podcast, you're in trouble. It's just the whole show.
Not in real trouble.
Yeah, not in real trouble. Just Karen trouble.
I'm like, oh no, it's Chuck and Billy on another show.
Calm down, Grandma.
Listen.
Well,
that's why it's not your cup of tea. You know, if it's not your cup of tea, that's okay.
Just go like this. Click, 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 change the station. That means we love you.
Or you could like knit your mittens too.
Yeah, we've already said that.
Yeah, I know.
We did, didn't we?
Knit your mittens.
Knit some slippers.
A scarf. It is so cold.
Yeah, I know, right?
One that goes around my whole head.
Knit me another. Knit me another sweater.
Please.
Like a turtleneck that goes across my eyes. So I just have a
little. But I got to be able to breathe, so there's got to be like two like little breathe holes.
Like the dude from Fat Albert.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, I feel bad I have a guest. We're not even talking to him.
That's fine. Anyway.
So, I mean, but. So when do you want to do this? When would your set date be, or if you have one, when would you want to do this?
Right now, I'm definitely.
You're clicking.
What do you mean I'm clicking? Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Well, definitely, I set a goal because this is my vacation right now. So I set a goal to complete the introductory kind of video or podcast or episode by this Friday. And I recorded everything I need to, you know, just about editing and music and whatnot. And in terms of like getting episodes running, I definitely want to like, I want to make it a good priority of mine.
Okay.
Because I know that like if this is my dream that I want to do, and I don't want to like really wait for it. Like I'm not going to wait for anybody. Like this is what I want to do. So I'm going to go for it. And yeah, I mean, I can feel like I can balance sports and academics. I can balance it.
I mean, even if you don't want to do it right now and after you get out of school, that would probably be your best bet, unless you're going to college or whatever. College.
Hey, weekends, if you do your homework on Friday night, weekends, you got the whole weekend to compile up a nice list of episodes that you might want to do. And
yeah. Absolutely.
Put it out there, but start off with whatever you can handle. Don't do too much. Don't put a lot on your plate because it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't. So, are you planning on going to college or no?
I don't think so, honestly, because the career that I want to go into is I want to go into business. I want to be a business owner.
Okay.
So
no communication.
I'm.
He wants to be an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
But yeah, so that's my idea. Definitely, as I go about my life, I see things that I'm like, oh, that should exist or this service should exist. So I take a note on it. I have like a notes app that's full of business ideas, and I plan to try all of them. And if one succeeds, that's great.
When I was in high school, there was a business class that my curriculum was all business. Now you could take a trade, or you could take, pre-college, or you could take business, and I took business. And one of the classes was the entire year was one big assignment. We had to own a business, and it taught us how to balance all of our checks, all of the money coming in, going out. These are things that if you want to own a business, that you definitely want to know. And I think that because they don't really offer much in high school anymore, the best chance you're going to get is to go to college. And get these, and make sure you get this education on how you can balance a business.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it is free too, so it's
it is at BCC. That's right.
BCC, yeah. So
you know, at least you can take something to at least get even more knowledge on how you want to run a business, because that sounds like a good idea. We need more businesses.
So, have you done any research for your podcast? Meaning, like where you're going to do it, what platform, or if you're just going to do radio, or you're going to give it an opportunity for that, or.
Yeah, so right now, if you know anybody listening checks YouTube, I have it up and running. It's DJB Free to Fly, but I definitely plan to also go to other platforms, Spotify, Podbean, and maybe Apple Podcasts, just to record Instagram, like for the shorts.
Yeah.
Just so I can really like expand the reach on it, and also like I can take. Say segments of my podcast and then create them into shorts to reels and create them to short videos so that it can target say larger audiences. So for example, anybody like younger audiences who are scrolling through TikTok, then now they're able to see a short video instead of a whatever, how long, pretend 30 minute show.
Yeah.
You know, because their attention span is like only 30 seconds. So then boom.
It's true.
Like, da, da, da.
Unless it's really interesting, then they watch the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, ooh, oh, that's
annoying. And then they go and find like the account
yeah.
and go and watch the entire saga because there's not I've just one
that.
Video. Yeah.
I've done that.
And you get into this rabbit hole of watching this one story because there's a million videos to it. And then before you know it, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
People
like,
get hooked on it. It depends
sleeping.
On what the, it depends on what the story is.
Yeah, I mean.
It's funny.
Podcasting is great, man. It really is. Doing this is really awesome, too. It's, I mean, it's like I said, it's totally different. Because, like I said, you got free reign on podcasts. You can say whatever you want. Here, you have FCC rules. You can't swear. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything bad. Even though yeah, some of our commercials were. But anyways, it's amazing, dude. It's like
yeah. No, I walked in the studio and I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
I mean, heck, you could do one here. They'd give you an opportunity.
Yeah,
it's just you go through the whole committee thing. It's not. It's actually not that hard. They're actually really nice people. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know, not a very it's not very hard to fill out the paperwork and get in front of the committee and say what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then they say yay or nay. And that's it.
And as what we were told is they never say no. They usually never say no. And if it's something that they think's not gonna work, yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, that's a no.
Yeah, but his idea is a good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Great. That's what I'm saying. I mean your idea is something that I've never heard.
And we you know what? WTBR was again, like I said, it was in Taconic, and all the kids that were going to Taconic would run their shows on it, and that's what WTBR consisted of, a bunch of high school kids. Of course, there were some adults. I knew a few, and you know, there's still some today that are still doing it from back in those days.
Yeah,
and I mean, but the kids have all kind of tapered down, and I haven't really heard many of the high school kids, and I would love to get them back involved again.
This is why when I told him, he was super excited.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to get the kids back involved in WTBR because an 88.1.
Yeah, 88.1.
WSBR.
WSBR. Am I saying it right? No, you got to say it like this. WSBR.
WSBR.
You need to watch the movie.
I do. I don't get the joke. But, all right.
We'll tell you later. Yeah, I mean, when me and Billy did it, when we first started, it was funny because I nagged him for 2 straight years to do a podcast with me. 2 straight years. And he was like, dude, I'm injured. I can't do anything. Dude, I'm dying here. I can't do nothing. So, and then finally he was like, yeah, let's do it. So then we did it. Dude, we became popular like that. But it was also during a pandemic. Nobody could leave their house. Nobody could go to comedy shows. Nobody could do anything.
Sure.
So they had comedy right in front of them. They're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And we had tons of people in there. We even have fans. Like, people are like, oh, my God, check it out. Like, super excited to see us, even if we just show up. They're like, why are you doing this?
We'd show up in other people's podcasts, and they'd see us, and they'd be like, whoa.
Why are you here? Where are you? Why are you not doing your show? It's like, calm down, man.
Because we need other things to do, too.
Yeah, we have lives.
Our show is like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And people would sit in there for 3 hours.
We would do like 2 hours, and people are like, you can't leave. Stay on. We're like, oh, all right, let's do another hour. So we just do another hour, and then people are like, no, don't go. Like, we can't do four. But we wanted to do a 24-hour thing where we would just fall asleep half the time.
Yeah, we want to see what would happen if we could do 24 hours. It was hilarious.
Oh,
I was like,
great.
But we can't do it on that platform.
You would see who
platform.
Would fall asleep first.
Yeah, we couldn't do it on that platform because we could only do, the max was 3 hours.
Mm.
Yeah. So we couldn't, we would have to stop it and then restart it. And that
what,
would be
someone
pointless.
Would be asleep.
That's it, it'll be over.
Oh, man. It would be pointless.
We'd be able to hear you talking in your sleep. That'd be awesome.
Getting so sick, your friend clown. In the background yakking. You all right? It's fun, man. I'm telling you, you're gonna enjoy it.
The clown lost his nose. What?
The clown. I don't want it. I don't want to eat. Wait, what? I love nachos with chicken. You know, like. But I'm saying,
don't
man.
Put the milk in the pickle.
Hit mom with a bedpan. just like, you know, when you get it started, dude, you're gonna have a blast.
Yeah,
just make sure
for sure
you constantly edit, pay attention to what you're doing, just because you're gonna listen to yourself and be like, this is terrible. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
But just make sure
it's a way to start, though. Yeah. It's the only way to start.
No,
or you're going to think it's terrible and it's really not.
Yeah. We did. We're like, what? What? Why? What is going on?
How did that happen?
Peach rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
But also, I'm having a lot of fun with it. Like, definitely, like, thinking about, like, episode ideas. Like, you know, not only, like, people I could interview, like, at PHS. Like, I mean, I've met people, like, have crazy stories, you know? Like, some guy at PHS, like, somebody, you know, just quiet kid in class. You never think that he made it to the Nationals in boxing, right? But, like, yeah. Whoa, what?
Yeah, because he doesn't talk about it.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't. Yeah.
I'm quiet because I like to beat people in silence.
But honestly, I meet cool people. So not only people I could interview, but, like, even how I can combine, say, these clips or these kind of talks with people. Like, for example, I can do one episode on diversity of dances and diversity of food or... You know what I mean? Like, kind of combining what these people say and showing that diversity.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, and we wanted to thank David for coming on the show. We might do a part two series of this. You never know. Yeah, because you're pretty good,
like,
man.
There's a lot
you're
of
doing good, bro.
Information. thank you. A lot of information to share. Yeah, thank you, David, for coming to the studio. I enjoyed your company, and you gave us a show.
It was a show.
All right, sick.
All right, man.
Be sure to check out DJ Be Free to Fly.
Yeah, there you go, man.
If you want to support,
there you go.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Thank you for braving through another Hump Day Classic with the two most strange and bizarre men you'll ever have the displeasure of meeting. It's Chuck and Billy from Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea Radio Show.
Is it over?
Pretty sure. Myers hurt. What? Get them out of here. We'll be back next Wednesday at 4 o'clock on your favorite radio station, 89.7 FM, WTBR, Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee. Those guys need therapy. You think? Wednesday at 4 o'clock on your favorite radio station, 89.7 FM, WTBR Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee. Those guys need therapy, you think?